Blog Talk Radio. Dr. Jeannie. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's another wonderful Wednesday night right here in Central Florida. We're broadcasting pretty much throughout the world tonight. We get calls from all over the place.
Everywhere in the world.
All over, from all four corners. What are the four corners of the world? You know, people
I thought
say
about
that,
that because it's the world is round.
Yeah, so what? Where's the corner?
I don't know. You'd
There's
have to make
corner.
It flat and look at it. Well, if you look at a map, what are the four corners of the map? They're ocean.
They're ocean. Well, no, because it depends on where you cut it, because it's really round and it keeps
going.
Well,
normally the map of the world,
yeah.
If you look in the four corners, it's ocean.
Okay,
so the
people
four corners
are calling
are ocean.
From their boats. It's the mermaid and the merman that are calling us. If you want to call tonight, we're going to be doing angel readings. You can call us at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And we're going to be doing calls tonight. Now, we're going to try and get to as many calls in the queue as possible, and hopefully we'll get to everyone that's in there. We are only going to be doing an hour show tonight, and so let's go ahead and get right to the callers. What do you
say? So we're in a time crunch.
We're in a little bit of a time crunch, but, you know, I just want to take as many callers as I can tonight because I know we've got a lot of people in the queue. And I think I'm pretty sure we can get to every single person. That's not
okay,
a problem.
Okay, sounds great.
Let's see. What did we do last weekend? We always talk about
last weekend. Let me think. Well, I'm very excited not about last weekend. Next weekend, my daughter graduates from high school.
Which is really exciting.
I'm very excited.
You can't wait, right?
I'm so proud of her. No, I can't wait. My baby's growing up.
Well, she's getting older, but she's so mature, and she's going on to college, and you should be so proud of her, you
know?
No,
but I'm sad because, okay, my other kids are older.
Yeah.
And I had to go through my oldest son moving out. That was heartbreaking. My middle one, well, that's a whole other story.
I think it's just,
you don't realize when you have kids. You think, oh, I have so much time, but you just don't.
No, it goes by. It's really fleeting. And the truth is, you know, they grow up and they become independent and they become...
Well, they become their own people.
And sometimes you like them.
And sometimes
you don't. But they do grow up and become independent, which is how we raise them to be, because that's what we want them to be.
Right.
You know, it's very hard to let go of your kids, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, me especially. I'm ridiculous.
Well, you're...
And all my kids know, man, on holidays, you better be with me or you're in big trouble.
Well, I know, because that's, you know, as a matter of fact, I was really impressed on Mother's Day.
My kids were there.
Yeah, because your son and his fiance, she went to her mother's house, he came to you.
Yes.
And I thought, way to go.
I know.
And I thought that was pretty
his
cool.
His fiance texted me and said she wished she could be with us.
Yep.
She was sad that she couldn't. And when we went to Mother's Day at our favorite Hamburger Mary's.
With show.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea how many people I talked to about this that want to go.
I know. Everyone wants to go.
Yes.
Because they all said, well, first of all, the food, they have the best hamburgers in town.
Yes.
The best. And on Mother's Day, all the, like, really fine restaurants are so packed out.
Right.
So we said, okay, everybody loves burgers. They have veggie burgers. Mm-hmm. They, you know, so we're going to go there. So we went there. But they also have a free show.
Right.
Which is different but fun.
Oh,
and
it is so hilarious.
Hysterical.
So much fun. I mean, it was just so funny. My son could have killed you.
I know. You know, that was the, honestly, what happened, okay, so do you want to explain?
Okay, at Hamburger Mary's, they have a drag show.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what Hamburger Mary's is. Now everybody goes to Hamburger Mary's. It's
right.
Just a fun place. But they have a drag show. Okay, men dressing up as women.
Right.
And doing Broadway-type songs and stuff like that. Well, one of the guys dressed up like... What was he dressed up like?
I'm not even sure. I think it was the girl from... what's that show that John Travolta was in? No, it wasn't. Hairspray.
Oh, yeah. He had a corset on.
Yeah.
Black pantyhose.
Oh, my God.
Big bouffant hair.
Yeah, the hair was hysterical.
And so he's walking around singing, and everybody's giving him tips.
Yes.
Okay. And you proceeded to flash a dollar bill around. My son's sitting next to you going...
I was on the inside of the
table.
Right,
but my son's sitting next to you going, no.
I said, Greg, could you... Well, you gave a dollar, and then
yes.
I couldn't reach, so I said, Greg, could you pass this? And he goes, and he was really nice about it. Okay, well, unfortunately, when he did.
Well, he has a shaved head, okay?
Yes.
Because he's, you know, has hair loss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now he just figured, you know, oh, well. So he had a shaved head. So the gentleman took his head in his cleavage and rubbed it around.
Yeah, I know. If looks could kill.
Yeah. My macho son was like,
oh my God. I know. It was great. We, when we got back to the house, he's like, he had to go to the bathroom and wash his face. Highlight of the
it was
too,
so funny. I wish we could have caught that on video because
that
was so
really
funny.
You got called up on stage for your birthday, which was really
yes,
kind of
who
cool.
was responsible for that?
I
also.
Was completely responsible for
you
that.
You were.
Was it not a fun time?
It was. We had a blast.
It was a good time. So it's highly recommended for anybody who wants to go. It was a really good time, and I think it's really cool. And I also think that your daughter-in-law, I want to state this, or soon-to-be daughter-in-law, said something really nice for your birthday on your Facebook, something like, to the best mother-in-law-to-be.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really, really sweet.
She
so you're
is
very
a
blessed
sweetheart.
And you're very fortunate.
I
you
am
know?
So lucky.
You
I
really
am so
are.
Lucky.
Really
and my
are.
Other son's girlfriend, she's wonderful, too.
Oh, she is. She's a wonderful girl. But it was just so nice to see, you know, When your child's getting married, it's nice to have a good relationship
yes.
with your future
yes.
daughter-in-law, and that's kind of what I think is really super, you know, because
well, we
you
do get along really
do,
well.
So that's like a really good
she's
thing.
Super easy to be with, and she's very talkative, and we get along very well. So,
yeah
I am really lucky.
I think you are. You're truly blessed. Well, I'll tell you what. How about we go ahead and get to our first caller tonight, shall we?
We shall.
Let's do. Should we? Should. Yes, we shall. Hi, this is a caller calling from 678-793. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello, lady.
Well, hello, Susie. I recognize
Hi,
that
Susie.
Voice.
Hey. You know, I have to tell you, along with your conversation that you've been having, I have to say that your future daughter-in-law is just as blessed as you feel, Jessica. Because you are going
well,
to be
thank
a
you.
Mother-in-law. Yes, you are.
Oh, you're so
well,
sweet,
that's
Susie. That's sweet of
thank
you.
Thank you. I am blessed in many ways.
Yes, you are.
Yes, and they have you as a blessing as well in their lives.
Well, thank you. That's
you're
sweet.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And
happy Mother's Day to you too, Susie.
Well, thank you.
And you're a grandma too, lucky
yes,
woman.
Yes, I got to see my grandkids twice in 1 week.
Wow, that's cool.
Of course, I think that that I might have the touch of whatever one of my grandsons has, which he had was having, you
oh,
know,
really?
Stomach and yeah, like the
oh no.
So
well, that's the problem when you're not exposed to kids often, and then all of a sudden you're exposed. I think you just have a tendency to just catch whatever they have.
Yeah, that's
you know.
Probably it now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but hey, it was worth it, right?
Yes, it was. Absolutely was. I'm like, called up my son yesterday, and I said, can I just come over for a few minutes? All I wanted to do was just sit there and just observe.
Right.
I wanted to just watch them in their little busy selves routine and see what they were doing. And I got to hold the baby, and he was just precious.
Was he adorable?
What a pleasure. He did not make one peep of the sound of crying. He was just happy. And, well, I'm not used to this.
Oh, well, isn't that sweet, though? Isn't it nice
yes.
to have somebody who, just to be able to watch children, they're so, I mean, they're just so
mm-hmm.
precious, and they're so innocent. That's what I love about them. You know, it's before the world gets a hold of them and tarnishes them all up and makes them,
mm-hmm.
you know, grumpy and have attitudes and prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
They're just the way God wants them to
mm-hmm.
be, and I think that's awesome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But I have to tell you, really, the baby stage is not my most favorite stage. But being with him last night was very good because he was just so pleasant.
Aww. How old is he?
4 months.
Four months.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So it was precious. And you know what? I think that everybody would probably agree with this. graduating high school is like one of the weirdest impacts that your life could have.
Right.
Because life is never the same after that. If you think about this, you do the same thing for 13 years, and all of a sudden, bing, it stops.
Yeah, I know that's true.
It's true. I think it's got to be hard for the child as well as the adult.
Well, and for me, I mean, I have my kids, my two are 2 years apart, and my youngest, I mean, she's 9 years from the others. So, I mean, I've been raising kids for 29 years. So it's going to be really weird for me.
It is. It really is.
I'm not going to know what to do with myself.
It's a good thing. It's still a good thing.
I know. You are right.
So I wish her well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. That's very sweet of you, Susie.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know that I called because you are the best, Dr. Ginny. And
you are being very, very kind.
Yes, but I really do feel that way. And so I like to see what you're picking up for me because this girl has just been having a very, very good time of it. Things are going very well. I feel very blessed.
Wow, that's very good, and I love hearing that because that's like a really good thing. You know, it's funny because I'm kind of going through the emotions that I'm getting here. The one thing I'm getting is that you're lacking a little bit of clarity on what direction you want to go in life. I'm just getting a little bit of that. So they're saying you're lacking clarity. And the other thing is you feel like you're not being heard. Now, I don't know what that's in relation to, but those are the two messages that I'm getting really strongly right now. You're not being heard, and you feel like you're lacking in purpose and or, like, direction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm really not knowing where exactly I'm going, but all I do know is that my day flies by within the blink of an eye.
Right.
And I can't even say what exactly it was that I did, but I just was busy, and the day is gone, and I'm tired.
Well, I think the good part, though, is that you're keeping busy, and you have lots of activities that are moving on and happening, and that's a good thing. And the other thing that I sense is that there's a part of you that feels, and I'm going to say this, that you feel somewhat rejected, and I don't know what that's about because I have not seen that before. So I'm going to ask you what that's about.
Rejected?
Yeah. That's what they're showing me. You feel a little bit rejected. And it doesn't mean like in a major way, but I'm feeling like that you feel a little bit rejected. Only you would know what that is.
It probably is, and it probably wasn't meant to be this way, but I thought that I was going to oversee and take care of Pip's, you know, things, and he passed that on to his brother.
Ah.
And so now I almost feel like I'm forced to stay in contact with Brandon because I am picking up Pip's mail. And
do you think that was part of the motivator behind it?
It possibly is, but Brandon is not going to be very good at answering me. And, you know, I tried calling him about a couple of things, and he didn't answer the phone and sent me a text message that said, "What's up?" And I'm like, "But why am I text messaging you when you say you don't get your text messages?"
Right, yeah, good point. Very good point.
So that's why I went with the call thing. And so now I'm not sure what's going on, but I hope that things don't get very messed up.
Well, the one thing that they're telling me, probably above everything else, is number one, have courage in this situation. And believe it or not, they're saying trust. just trust in that everything's going to be okay because you're being honest. And as long as you're honest 100%, and also it's saying, you know, just don't act like you're his. They're saying don't be subservient. So they're saying don't feel like you're his slave and you have to do everything he wants, because that would be a very, very bad thing. That would be a very, very bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that. Don't do that.
Yes, I wouldn't do that, because if I can't stand in self-respect, then it's not going to be at all.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I think that's key. And I also think that right now you're just looking for you. You want to have a little bit of control over the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling me that understanding and him right now, Brandon, is going to be critical in moving forward with your relationship with him. But I feel like you don't have all the pieces of the puzzle yet to understand him, and I don't want you to feel bad about that, because it's not that you've done anything wrong.
No, I haven't done anything wrong, but I can see an observation in this visit yesterday that some things I really don't understand.
Well, and the one thing that I am getting is that your beliefs are different from his beliefs, and that's, they're showing me that clearly, and that's part of his issue. But I'm not so sure if it's part of his issue or his wife's issue.
Right.
Okay. And so that's the other thing. But they're saying let the healing take place. Take it slow. You don't ever want to close any doors on family, you know?
Right.
Ever.
Right.
So I would say that your best bet is to keep moving forward and welcome the opportunity to have some contact with him, because with opportunity comes success, right? If you know you
exactly, yeah.
Right? So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
And what about the romance on the horizon? Because I feel that things are moving in a very pleasant direction.
Well, I do see that you're involved. I'm not going to say involved, but I almost want to say involved with somebody. Is there somebody that you recently started hanging around with?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it somebody new?
No, we know this person.
Okay, so you've been spending more time with this individual? Because I see something's
Not privately, but the publicly has gone very, very nicely.
Okay.
In a friendship way.
Isn't there another person that either is interested in you or you're interested in them? Because I'm getting another male.
No. Mm-mm. Only other one would be Bobby, and that's it.
No. It's not Bobby. It's another male. It's another male that is interested in you, that either has attended these functions or is attending one of these functions. And I see that he's really interested in you.
I haven't met anybody new except for my cousin.
No, and I think
that
pretty much
can't be
unless
it.
You're from Alabama. only kidding if you're from Alabama, folks. Really only kidding. But no, I'm seeing another guy. If he's not there, he's on his way, because I feel like there's this other male energy coming in. So that's a good thing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Keep your eyes open for that, all right, Susie?
Yes, I will keep you posted, ladies.
Please do, and thank you so much for calling in
tonight,
thanks,
okay? Yeah,
thanks, Susie. Okay, you have a wonderful night. I love you.
You too,
you
Susie.
Too.
We love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She's so sweet.
She is.
And she's her. She reads on Sunday nights on the Network of Christian Psychics, and she's been getting a lot stronger, so that's really
that's
good.
Cool. That means her abilities are blossoming.
They really are, very much so.
Good.
Let's go ahead and take our next caller at 843-742. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is Kimberly from South Carolina.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How can I help you this evening?
Yeah, this is in reference to my son. His name is Micah, and he's 15. He was diagnosed with scoliosis at about 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's almost like I'm spinning my wheels trying to figure out how to help him because I don't even want to consider surgery.
Okay, let me ask you, has he been to a chiropractor?
Yeah, he goes weekly to a chiropractor.
Okay, do they have him on muscle relaxers?
No, he's not on muscle relaxers. He gets adjusted, and then they put him on a machine called a Vivitech.
Okay, all righty. Yeah. Did they suggest they put him on muscle relaxers?
No.
Okay. When he sleeps at night, does he sleep on his stomach?
He attempts to sleep on his stomach, then when in the morning he's on his back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I don't know if they told you, but the worst thing you can do when you have scoliosis is sleep on your stomach. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But usually he doesn't, my son is a wild sleeper, so he's not going to be on his stomach anyway.
Okay. Just telling you, just so you know that it's so frustrating because a lot of people don't realize that sleeping on your stomach actually makes it worse. So you don't want to sleep on your stomach, number one. And number two, I do know that, and I'm not suggesting that he take muscle relaxers, but I do know that some doctors in the past, they make you wear a back brace, and they also sometimes prescribe muscle relaxers, which I'm not a big proponent of just because, you know, it makes you feel dopey and everything. But I do see if you continue to have the adjustments done, slowly but surely, it is getting better. Now, have they done new x-rays?
No, they haven't, but my son says it helps him.
Yeah, it really does. I believe in chiropractic, and also I have a very good friend who is a chiropractor, and I swear by it. The other thing that I'm going to tell you is that I see very, very strongly that keeping his inflammation down is going to be important. Okay. Any kind of inflammation that he might have. But he will slowly and progressively get better. Remember, the scoliosis didn't come overnight. It's not going to go away overnight. It'll take time. But as long as he's seeing a good licensed medical professional for this, he should have no problem slowly adjusting it back so that it becomes not a problem. Because I'm getting it's not too severe. Do you know what
No,
I mean?
It is straight, and then there's a curve, and then it's straight again.
Yeah. So this is important, and I think that if he is very careful and makes sure he continues to go on a consistent basis, then he'll do really well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Listen, thank you for calling in, Kimberly. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, honey. Bye bye. All righty. Yes, scoliosis is not a fun thing. For some people, it's painful, but for others, it's not necessarily so. It all depends on how big the curvature and what nerves it's pressing.
Yeah, I have a curvature in my spine.
Do you?
Just a really small one. I know when I was in elementary school, they're like, oh, you have scoliosis. I'm like,
oh, really?
Whatever that means.
Huh.
Yeah, but it's never been a problem.
Well, you're very lucky it's never been a problem because that's not the kind of thing you want to mess with. But you're very, very fortunate. I'll tell you what, we're going to be back in 2 seconds because I want to take just a 2-minute break here because I want to clear the energy from the folks I just talked to. So we'll be back in two.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again, oh yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom for the pain, if I pay the price, but look how much I gain, if I I am strong, I am invincible,
you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. And, yes, I didn't watch the music counter number go down, so we had about 3 seconds of dead air. So
wow.
I apologize about that. I know.
That was the end of the song.
It's a miracle. Okay, I'll tell you what. You know, this is the one thing I want to tell everybody. We're doing something really funky fun on Saturday. Yeah, it's called Funky Fun on Saturday. We are going to...
Marine Land.
Yes, we're going to Marine Land on Saturday here in Flagler. I think it's Flagler Beach.
Is that Flagler Beach?
I don't know. It's somewhere. All I know is
it's
we drive
on the coast.
Along there. Look, the ocean's on the right. We drive down until we hit Marine Land. It's between here and St. Augustine somewhere. Yeah, so it's really going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it. And if you tune in next Wednesday, maybe we'll have a message from a dolphin.
Okay, that's bizarre.
Wouldn't that be so cool?
What are they going to do? Hello, I'm a dolphin.
I'm like, gosh, you sound so popcorn. It's a miracle. Just a dolphin. All right, we're being a little silly tonight. You know, it's been a really rough week. I had two daughters who
mm-hmm.
were both trying out for drum major in the high school band.
Right.
One got section leader and head of woodwinds, and one didn't get drum major. And... yeah, they weren't too happy today. So it's been really high intensity at my place today.
A lot of tears, but, you know.
Yeah, it's been rough.
Life is unfortunately filled with disappointments, and you're supposed to, eventually you'll learn from it.
And you know, I'm going to share this with everybody. When I was in high school, I played tennis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was really good. I mean, I wasn't good. I was really good. Now, mm-hmm. that sounds like, oh, you're so conceited.
You're so conceited. Oh, my gosh.
But I was really good because I played 5 and 6 hours every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. And on weekends, if I didn't have someone to hit with, I was over at the wall hitting against the wall because
wow.
I didn't want to not be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my senior year, the rule was every summer before the next year, you would compete with everybody who is in line
mm-hmm.
so that you can get the next spot.
Right.
So I was number one seed in the Lipton Internationals, which
mm-hmm.
is a major event.
Yeah.
And I had broken my foot in May playing tennis, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It healed, and that summer I had to play all the other people on the team, and I lost 0 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I should have been in the number one seed position. It was,
right.
It was no one thought that I wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was, and I'll share this, and I'm not saying any names, but the person that would have been second seed, her father was a pilot,
mm-hmm.
and my coach got 2 free round-trip air tickets to France for him and his wife.
Oh, my gosh.
And oddly enough, when we started that season, he made her number one seed.
Oh, that's so messed
and
up.
Anyone who knows me, even when I do my readings, I'm going to tell you the truth, good,
mm-hmm.
bad, or indifferent. I always tell the truth because, to me, that's, you know, you just say it like it is.
Right.
So I said it like it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my coach, I said, really? Are you serious? I never lost a match. I mean, I never lost a game
mm-hmm.
that summer. And they wouldn't. And that was it. And he gave her number one seed. So I said, good, I'm not coming back. So I thought, I'll show him. So all my friends played. I mean, we were a group, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, everyone's playing tennis, not me.
Right.
What do you think was the odd man out?
Mm-hmm.
I should have taken second seed.
Yes.
But I was so angry, and I knew it was unfair. But one of the things that I should have recognized was, yes, it was wrong, but who really hurt from that?
Right.
Me, because
right.
I didn't get to play.
In the end, right.
I didn't get to go to all the fun parties.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get to travel with the team.
Right.
And so what I used to do was I used to show up at the court and I'd watch.
Mm-hmm.
My arms crossed like this, right? Right across your chest, just kind of watching. And he'd come over to me, the coach, and say, you sure you don't want to join? And I'd say, nope. I thought, well, this will get him.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't get him. He could care less. I mean, he wanted me on the team, but he wasn't losing sleep at night.
Right.
I was the one, you know, seething because I didn't get it. And what I learned from that, and I'm just going to share this, had I joined the team,
mm-hmm.
I bet you she would have been in that number one position for a very short period of time because if she's not winning the matches, they would have
right.
switched us up.
Right.
So he would have fulfilled his, you know,
which was probably what he intended to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And wish I had thought sooner about that. But
you know what? When you're young, everything is so dramatic.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It does. It seems like the most important thing in the world, and the reality is it's just one small fragment of your life.
Right.
One small splinter that makes up the entire, you know, design of your life. And sometimes, you know, things aren't fair.
Right.
And you just got to move forward.
And you have to move forward,
it's
because
just the way
otherwise you just stay where you are.
And I learned from that. And then when I was in banking, I had the alternate happen where I was supposed to get a position and another girl from another branch, you remember, got it.
I remember that.
And we won't go into all the details, but instead of me walking, which is what I would normally have done, saying I'm not being treated fairly, I'm out of here, I stuck with it, and they removed her from the position and put me in it.
Yep.
And that was we were very young at the time, so we were going to school, but still, right?
See?
So I learned from
my mistakes. So you learned.
And I guess if there's a lesson in anything in life, it's to maybe we don't get what we want, and maybe it's not always fair. But if you give up, that's true failure, right?
Right.
So there you go. I'm not sure.
That's very deep.
Very deep and very profound. But it made me think about that as my girls went through this drama today.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult when you have two children that are...
Well, it is, especially when they're in the same stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, I felt like we were in the Manning household, and I was either going to be Eli or Peyton, and it turns out we were neither, because, so it just, it was a rough day.
Very
definitely a rough day. You know, I'm not a drinking girl, but I think it might be a good day to start.
I told you we should have had margaritas tonight, but you're like, no.
No, you know, I have a rule. Never, ever, ever drink when you're upset or frustrated, or because... That's like the worst time to drink. You can drink when you're happy because, you know, then it doesn't come across. That's always my thing. Like, I won't
drink
when
I'm upset.
And that's
smart.
You know, it's like a stupid thing.
Because you don't want to depend on something to get through things.
But I'm sure I won't be upset on Saturday, so hey.
Dolphins and margaritas.
I think we're going to say hello to the dolphins and have a really good time. No, actually, one of the things, hopefully we'll be able to do a little interview when we're there. Maybe a little interview,
of course, not
because, you know, what the heck. But we won't make it a long one because I know readings are really
going to interview a dolphin?
Yes. How much fun is that? And he'll go,
they're going to go, we're under the water, you can't hear us, go away.
Go away, you stupid lady. I think they probably are. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and take our very next caller here in the queue at 267 with the prefix of 602. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello, you guys. How are you?
We are great. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Felicia.
Felicia. Well, hello, Felicia. How can we help you on this beautiful Wednesday night? What part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling, what they call that, the northeastern part, northern.
Northeastern part. I love it. I love that you're being so specific, because
that encompasses a lot of states.
I'm somewhere in the northeast quadrant of the United States. I'm not going to tell you where. So, okay, I see the prefix of your phone number, so maybe that could be where you're from. Would that be about right? Is your prefix where you're from? You know what I'm talking about.
Pennsylvania.
Okay, good enough. That's good. I was actually getting Maryland, so we're good. All right, so how can I help you this evening?
I just wanted to get a general reading on, you know, love, romance, possibly children, something in that area.
Well, I'll tell you what, because we've got a lot of people in the queue, I will do a little bit on love and romance for you, because I think that's always, you know, let's face it, we all love that, okay? We'll do a little on love and romance, and then we'll move on from there, okay?
Okay.
So the first thing I'm going to tell you about is, all right, here's the thing. You are looking for a committed relationship right now. And that's interesting, because a lot of times people call me and they want a relationship, but not necessarily a committed one, because they're saying, well, I don't want to get tied down just yet, but I just want to. And I'm going to ask you this question, and please be honest. The angels are telling me sometimes you have anger issues. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, see, so I really respect the fact that you're being honest, because truthfully, honesty is in this, because I'll tell you why. What you're looking for in a relationship is unconditional love, and you've yet to find that. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And they're saying you actually do have a great willingness to be in a committed relationship, but you just want the guy that you're with to be held accountable for what he does. And also, it's really important that you feel like it's unconditional love. And if it's not, you're not going to have any part of it. The other thing is, you seem to have trouble finding men that have emotional maturity. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is what the angels are showing me right now regarding what the surroundings are regarding your relationships or what you are looking for. Now, the thing that I think that's affecting this or why it's maybe negatively impairing you sometimes is that one of the things that I'm getting is that, hold on. Yeah, you often don't feel like you belong. You feel like you're not part of what's going on. You don't feel like you always feel like an outsider in almost everything you do. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, alrighty. So let's talk about this a minute, alright? Feeling like an outsider, feeling like you don't belong. Hold on a second. Alright.
And
do
I also tend to get very annoyed easily.
Yeah, that goes back to that anger thing because your patience is so little. And here's the trigger for it. See, you expect people to put into relationships, not just men, women too. And I don't mean that in a weird way. I just mean any relationship you have with somebody, you expect them to put the same energy, effort, and commitment and loyalty into it that you would. And when it's not reciprocated, you get very angry because then you feel taken advantage of, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is what I'm going to tell you. One of the things that you need to do to make yourself kind of feel better is I want you to visualize exactly what you're looking for in a guy. I want you to, after we hang up the phone, okay, I want you to sit down and take out a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to visualize what you're looking for, what character traits you're looking for in a guy. Like, for instance, are you looking for emotional maturity? Are you looking for financial stability? That doesn't mean loaded. It means somebody who's working and who's consistently devoted to his job. Are you looking for somebody who is responsible? Are you looking for somebody who's trustworthy? Are you looking for somebody who's maybe more conservative or maybe somebody who's more liberal? I don't mean politically. I mean just in their general behavior, somebody who's like, you know, kind of dressed kind of down and kind of, when I say down, I mean, let me rephrase that because the people use that word different. When you get down, it's like getting funky. Have you ever heard that? I have two teenage daughters, so wait a second. I've got to okay.
Getting down and
get
funky.
Down, yeah. No, but it's kind of like, you know, you've got to determine. Do you want somebody who's dressed like, you know, GQ, or do you want somebody who's, you know what I mean? So
right.
I want you to identify what you're looking for because I think that's really important because I feel like a lot of times when you meet a guy, you're like, oh, yeah, he's got this and this, but he doesn't have all the other things that I think I want, but you don't have them written down. And so then what ends up happening is you start making excuses. Well, okay, I can mold him into this because you think you are the great Plato creator. Like you can mold the guy into what you want, and I don't think you can. I don't think we can mold people. So I think you need to get the right guy with the right character traits from the beginning and you'll be a whole lot happier. But I think you end up settling and dating guys who don't have those character traits because they're not definitive. And I think that's the problem. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It does make a lot of sense.
All right. So that would be my suggestion and that's what I would do is I would create a situation where they can come into your life only if they have the character traits that you're looking for. And if they don't, you know what? You just move on because that's not the right one. Why waste your time on fishing for a penny when you could be fishing for a 50-cent piece?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Makes
you could
sense.
Fish for a dollar.
No, because dollars, they tear in the water, Jessica. Don't you know anything?
For a dollar.
No, you have to fish for, okay. It's kind of like, okay, some guy drops his money down the grate. Okay, and they're and all the coins are gold. You got a golden penny, a golden nickel, a golden dime, a golden quarter, and a golden 50-cent piece. Okay, you have all those pieces of gold. Are you going to waste your time on the penny?
No.
No, you're going to go for the one that's heaviest, right?
I'm going for the dollar. That's not there.
The one that has the most value. So why would you be wasting your time on guys that don't have the most value for you as you perceive it?
Right.
right? Because you're going to spend the same amount of time fishing that coin out. You're going to spend the same amount of time fishing for that guy. Why don't you make it a guy that you know fits the criteria of what you're looking for? Then you'll be a lot happier, okay?
Yeah, so do you see anything coming up?
I'm going to tell you what I see coming up in the future. I do see a guy coming up in the future, but the angels are saying it's really dependent on you. It all depends. It all depends on what it is you're actually willing to settle for. If you don't settle, then you're going to be okay. And I see a guy coming up in the next 6 months. If you do settle, you'll have one in three. But you'll be wasting your time in the long run because he's never going to work out because, again, he's not the whole enchilada.
Right.
So now I'm talking coins. I'm talking Mexican food. I don't know. Strange analogies, but I think you get the idea, right?
Yeah, I get the idea.
Okay. So I'm really serious, though, okay, Felicia? I want you to rein in what you really want, write it down, and then make sure that they're hitting the most important things to you. Because what's important to you may not be important to Jessica or may not be important to me. Everyone has their own, like, hot buttons with a guy.
Yeah, they have
right?
to be living.
Well, Tiffany, Jessica, okay, yes, they have to be living. Now, Jessica, I have the perfect guy for Jessica, but he's in spirit, so she doesn't want to date him. She is so difficult.
Yeah. I think I get, I wouldn't say I settle too much, but it just seems like, I kind of know what I want. I just don't know how to look for it. And when I feel that it isn't going to happen or it isn't going to work out, I think my problem is I'm a little too quick to cut it off.
You know, I could see that you could do that, but I don't think you've been wrong in the past in cutting them off because I see there's been so many opportunities where they just haven't fit the bill. And, you know, frankly, why waste your time?
Right.
You know when they're not fitting the bill. You know that. And I think you have every right to demand quality because you're quality. So why should you settle for anything less?
Right.
Right? So so I don't think you're wrong in that. And like I said, I would hold out and I would wait just a wee little bit longer so that you can make sure that you get the right kind of guy with the right character traits that work for you. Okay, and I'm not saying, girls, you know, create a 20 or 30 point list, but what I mean is create a list of the most important things to you. You know, I know for me, I liked growing, I know I'm so old-fashioned, oh my God, but I loved a man in a suit. Now, I've been married 27 years, I'm not on the prowl anymore.
Yeah, see, and for me, that doesn't matter.
I know, it doesn't matter.
Oh my
you
God,
to me,
you
my,
and I both.
Yeah, see, you and her
yeah,
both.
Yeah, I'm a more casual guy person.
No, I was agreeing with Dr. Kennedy.
Oh,
I
you
like
it, see, suit and tie. See, okay, so I liked a guy in a suit and tie because to me, he took his life serious, he took his job serious, he was headed somewhere, he had direction. That's what it said to me. And also, I don't know, it just, it's like that was the my idea of what a man should be.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if a guy showed up in anything other than a suit and tie, like, I wasn't interested.
That's
like,
funny.
Steve Carell from The Office,
yeah,
he would be like, yes, that would be my guy right there. Because
no.
of the suit
no.
and tie thing.
No
you
way.
Know? I like the suit and tie. But, so that would be, like, a major important thing to me. The second major important thing for me, and I'm giving this because I want you to get an idea, would be sense of humor.
Sense of humor, that's
love a
huge.
Love you know, sense of humor.
See? Okay.
Yeah.
And reason? You can go through a lot of problems in life if you got a guy with a sense
yes.
of humor. Because
yes.
you can, honestly, I mean, let's face it, folks. You know, sometimes life hits you in the gut, and you got to get back up. And if you could do it laughing, it's so much easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sense of humor is important. What else is important? I know for you, Felicia, honesty and loyalty, which kind of, to me, go hand in hand, is very important. So you want a guy who doesn't play you, who doesn't tell you one thing and is out doing something else. That's critical. To me, those are the three most important. So, okay, you know, suit and tie, you want somebody who's loyal and honest and a sense of humor. To me, those are the three things. I always say
it's so funny that clothing is number one on your list.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
I really, really hate to cut you guys off. This is actually really deep, and we're going to have to talk about this a whole lot more. But I know you got other callers, and it's almost 9 o'clock, so I don't want to hold up anybody's time.
She has to go to bed.
That's it. She's like, I'm going to go find this man right now. Alicia, good luck and thanks for calling in, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Well, I do believe that is the first time anyone cut us off.
I know, right?
Good for you, Felicia. That's okay. She's called in a few times, and I have no problem with that. God bless her. That's kind of funny. That was great. All righty. And we're going to take our next caller at 504-813. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful. Who's this?
You know me.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing pretty okay. Little beat up, like I said, from the emotional day in my household. But other than that, doing really well.
That's okay. You know, I'm sure the dolphin visit will go well.
Yeah.
Unless the dolphin sets me free, and then you've got a whole other issue on your hands.
Yes, you know.
then you got to decide what you're going to do with that.
You're right. Mm-hmm. What will we do if we get a message from the dolphin?
You know,
I don't know. That would probably make me run away.
I don't know what you'll do.
What if the dolphin told us where the buried city of Atlantis is?
Okay, now you're really turning this into a cartoon.
No, but seriously, why not? If a person, okay, I'm not a pet psychic because I'm not real good at that. I've always said, you know, I mean, I have done it for clients, and I've been very blessed that the angels.
Yeah, but a dolphin, that's a whole other different world.
You got to bank on him being an honest dolphin, though. Like, what if you get the one dolphin that's just like a jerk?
That lies.
He's a player.
You know.
He's like, okay, you go 3 miles out, turn left.
Yeah, it's like the commercial with the squirrels that deliberately cause the accidents, and then they're like, ha, you know, you can get that.
Shipwrecks my boat, and I'm screwed. I love that. Oh, my gosh. Well, how can we help you this evening?
Okay. Let me think. I think just generally I'm just kind of trying to figure out, you know, what's up with me. You know, the school semester ended, praise the Lord, and so I have a minute until summer classes start.
Oh, my
gosh. And I'm house-sitting this summer, which, well, it'd be great or be really weird. You know, not really sure how that's going. But, you know, I'm being optimistic about it. So,
Is it for family?
Nope, it's from one of my professors, actually, who's leaving for 3 months and has a dog and didn't want to have to take the dog on the international trip.
Is he married?
So,
Is he married?
No, it's a woman, and she's not married.
Oh, okay,
so
never mind then. Never mind.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. I had to see if there was a possibility for you, you know?
I can't date a professor. I'm sure there's some kind of rule about that.
I'm sure there are. Yeah.
I went to college. I don't remember the rules.
Were there rules?
Like, I still got to take classes with her in the fall.
I'm pretty sure the only rules in college is when the keg was empty, you had to tap another one. I'm just saying. So, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. But no, it's a female, so no romantic possibility there. But go ahead.
Yeah. You know, so that's a. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're wondering how that's going to work out?
Yeah. You know, and if there's any kind of employment thing happening this summer, that would be good too to know.
All right. First, the house sitting is going to work out just fine.
Yeah.
You know, just watch the safety issues with the dog. Like, my biggest concern is that dog that gets out somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like
it's a nervous dog.
Like
yeah.
her cat. Like her missing cat. Isn't she the one with the missing cat?
Yes, I'm the one
yes.
that still has the missing cat because he's being persnickety.
Got to tell you something. I had a client with a missing cat. Told her that cat would come back within 3 weeks.
Yes.
And guess what? He did.
Wow.
He came back, yes. It was great. I was very happy. I got a call from her and her sister. I was very, very happy. Very, very happy. But your cat's still alive, by the way.
I get around the corner with this other cat that he always would bring home and
yes.
act like that cat should live in our house. And I was like, that cat's not living here.
So he said, the heck with it, we'll get our own place. We're living in the car down the alley.
Yeah, I think they moved into that cat's house.
That's it. Okay, so, but your cat's still alive. That I can tell. That I can sense that. But just watch the dog and safety issues because I feel like he'll escape somehow or try to. And that's going to be the most important thing. As far as job goes, you know, this is the thing. You've worked in other jobs where you were not happy, but you just did it because you needed the money. And I'm going to say to you right now, you need to be happy in your job, because if you're not, you're going to be miserable. okay? You really have to push it. I mean, you cannot settle for something that doesn't make you happy.
Huh. All right, I'll try to look for some kind of happy medium thing.
Okay, yeah, that would be my suggestion. That would be my suggestion. And the other thing, you know, I know you need to focus on your studies right now. This has to take 1,000% of your energy because you need to get through it this time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So make sure you focus on that because I do see you're going to complete it, but you do need to focus. You are, you know, absolutely required to focus. And they're saying stop being so fearful that you're going to be lacking because that is your fear, that you're going to be lacking, and it's not going to happen, so don't think that way, okay?
Okay. Well, God,
make sense?
Killed me. That was a rough go. Oh, no, I completely get that.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. So that is my reading for you this evening.
Okay.
So I hope this has been helpful to you, madam.
No, this has been helpful. That was actually in the one thing about the dog too was I was like,
yeah.
The dog looks like a bolter. Like dog. She's very sweet, but she's very nervous and she's clearly got separation anxiety issues, and she was abused at some point, so she's kind of skittish. And you know, you can look at one and go, yeah, that one's a runner. But like,
yep. And that's
yeah,
what I'm getting too. Like, I'm getting that dog's a runner for sure.
Uh-oh.
So be careful, because you know what? I'd put a GPS tag on that pup.
Yeah,
I
didn't even think to ask her if that dog was microchipped. It's nothing else. I'm like,
right,
chip this dog.
Right, yeah, you know what?
He looks
like
a runner.
Can you do that yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you used to work in a facility where you could do that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Just like
so,
giving a shot, except it's a microchip.
Okay, cool, yeah. So maybe chip the dog, and then that way, just in case, because I just feel like, you know, you're going to get that door open one day, and that thing's just going to bolt out, and you're going to be going frantic, and then you'll be getting a D. But hey, you know?
Yeah, you know, because how do you... No, oh, my God, I can't even begin.
That just took a lot of courage, but no, you're going to be
and
okay.
Something will go wrong, and I have to take classes with her, and it's my advisor. And so,
oh,
like,
my gosh.
Yeah,
well,
like,
boy,
it can
you know,
go really fine or really bad, and really bad has multiple implications.
That's like being a judge at a pie eating contest where your mother makes the pie or something, you know, because you
yeah.
don't want to go against your mom. You don't want to go against your professor. You're going to be in trouble. You just, honestly, just keep an eye on the dog and you'll be fine. But definitely chip that dog if you can.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll definitely
okay,
do.
Okay, super. All right, sweetie, listen, thanks so much for calling in. As always, you make us giggle. Thank you so much for that.
I'll tune in next week to see what happened with that dolphin.
Yeah, please do. We'll let you know. Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye. She's right. So much fun.
She is so funny.
She's the coolest person. She truly is. She's got a great sense of humor, too. I appreciate her so much. And now we're going to go ahead on to our next caller, which looks like it is area code 352. Hopefully it'll open. Give me a second. With a prefix of 702. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Well, hello. Thank you very much for taking my call. This is Cindy.
Susan,
you're very,
very welcome. Come in. I'm glad
Cindy?
That you were able to. I'm sorry, did you say Cindy?
Yes.
Cindy, I apologize. Okay, well, hi. And what part of the country are you calling from?
I am now in North Florida, and I spoke with you, Jimmy, when I was down in South Florida and having problems at my property with the horses and people.
Oh, yeah, you were actually under attack,
that's me.
Weren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you got up to, now you're out of South Florida, you're in North Florida, but you're still in horse country, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
yep.
I sense that. How are things going?
Well, I moved up here with someone, and I left that someone a couple months ago because once I got here, they turned back into just, you know.
Well, there was an addiction problem for this person.
You know, he drinks some, but more like a women addiction, sex addiction with other women. They constantly chasing and playing and lying and games. Just the game for the fun of the game.
That's because he didn't wear a suit, did he?
No, he did not.
See, I'm telling you, the suit and tie. Okay, so go on. I'm just kidding.
So now it's okay. So I left 2 months ago, moved out, and I'm on a new venture in life.
Good.
And where I am now living, I know it's temporary, but it's allowed me to keep my horses with me and hopefully opening doors to a new business venture with the horses and someone partnering with someone on horses in the racing business. And now the ex has started contacting me, but he flip-flops back and forth from calling me and being sweet and telling me how we're soulmates to being just nasty and hateful and, you know.
Oh, so he sounds
mood.
Like a real charmer.
Yes.
This is what I'm going to tell
him.
You.
You picked right up on him.
I'm going to tell you, let's talk about business real quick, because I think that's an important thing to discuss right now.
Very
so let's talk
important.
About your business decisions here. First of all, one of the and I'm waiting for some information to come through, so give me a minute, okay?
Okay,
so the funny thing is that I'm getting here is that your business is going to involve nationwide. Now, I know that might seem weird and odd to you at first, but when you think about it, it sort of is nationwide, because when you're involved in the horse racing business, it sort of doesn't, I mean, they don't all come from the same place, do they?
Right, and we're pinhooking, so that would be getting horses as babies, yearlings, training them and taking them to the sales at different sales around the country and selling them for the racetrack and racing.
There you go. That's why they're saying nationwide. Now, the other thing they're telling me is there's been some heavy loaned money to whomever you're going into business with. Is this correct?
There's some what?
There's a lot of loans that went into this. Not for you, per se, but who's ever behind, the financial backer behind this, they're heavily in debt. I just want you to know that, okay? So there's going to be a little
debt
bit.
Because he's actually loans money. The person that's actually wanting to partner with me is the money man. He loans money for all kinds of partnerships and real estate deals, and he's the man with the money, holding mortgages and holding.
Yeah, okay. They're showing me loan. So that's where
he partners with other people. He used to do this all hands-on. Now he partners with other people who retired from the hands-on with the horses.
Okay, well, I've got some good news for you, because they're showing me two things really, really strongly. They're showing me sell, and new. To me, since you said you were going to be selling younger horses, correct? That's a very, very positive sign. The other thing that they're talking about here is, hold on. Your accuracy. Apparently, you're very good at picking which horses have some of the qualities to make some really good runners. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Because they're saying that you have an amazing accuracy when it comes to that. Is that something you've always known?
Yes. And I race in a different type of racing, and I've gone to national and world finals and trained. I train and race and jockey and do all of it myself.
Okay, see, all righty. Because they're telling me you're really, 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 really good at that. I also see that people who are going to want to hire you privately to do consulting. Have you considered that?
No, I didn't know that, but I have people actually that call me all the time and ask for my advice on.
Well, it's time to start charging. Here's the thing. And I don't mean to be rude about it, but the truth is your knowledge is valuable. And the reason they're calling you is because if they called somebody else who charged for it, they'd have to pay for it. So, you know, you have all this knowledge which you're not putting any value on, and because you're not putting any value on it, you're not getting paid for it, but they're certainly using it from you. So my advice is, you know, when you go to a doctor, what are you paying for? His knowledge, right?
Right.
Correct? Okay, you go to a dentist, what are you paying for? His knowledge. So when you go to a horse trainer or someone who breeds horses, what are you paying for? Their knowledge. So do you have business cards made up?
Not for this business yet.
Okay.
I also have some other things that I do, and I sell, I don't want to say a whole lot on the air, but I'm a sales rep for medical supplies and veterinary supplies for the horses.
Yeah, be careful what you say there, because I don't want you to get in trouble. But my suggestion is that you do put your card together so that you can do some consulting on the side, because even if you're, you know, just consulting over the phone, you're giving out valuable information that's taken you years to acquire. You shouldn't be giving it away free. We could just go to Susie, who's in, you know, manning our chat room tonight, because she's so great about doing that. God bless her. She mans our chat room every Wednesday night, and she's in there. And one of the things she and I talked about, she's an interior decorator, and, you know, a lot of people always ask her for decorating advice and color ideas, and she started charging for that. And the great thing is people had no problem paying her for it, but she just had to ask for it. And now that she asks for it, they're willingly paying for her. So now she doesn't feel taken advantage of, and she gets to actually say it's a client, which helps build her book of business. So I would say you should do something similar, okay?
Okay. Now, on a real specific question for this, are we going to start partnering? Is this person going to start partnering? You know, the training horses, those will be sold next year. We'll get yearlings for this year to go to the training 2-year-old training sales next year. But there's some yearling sales coming up this year. Will we be able to partner on any yearlings for that sale this year so I can start generating cash flow now, this year?
They're asking me, do you have a contract with him yet?
No.
Then the answer is no, not till you have a contract in writing. That's what they're saying, not till you have a contract. And
but,
you do need one.
But what I'm asking is, do you see him? He's very, very busy and going in 100 directions and working on another property he just purchased. Do you see him
I see that if you ask him for a contract, he will follow through, yes. But you need a contract before you start.
Right. Well, I know he does everything and puts it in a business name. Each partnership is in its own business and sets up an LLC and everything's in writing. But he's just been so busy. I was just wondering if you saw that we would be able to start this year making money rather than waiting till the 2-year-old training sales for next year.
I do see some money coming this year. I do. The answer would be yes. But again, don't even consider it without a contract.
Okay.
Okay. All righty, Cindy. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I sure
you take
appreciate
care
it.
And
you,
keep
you
in
touch. You guys
are
awesome. Thank
you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You remember her?
I do remember her.
She had some real problems going on there
time,
for a while.
She went through a tough time,
She was literally being attacked by the landlord's family because they wanted to take possession back of the property, and they were trying to force her to break the lease.
I know,
that
was
so
crazy.
Yeah, it was really awful, but, you know, it just tells you there's a lot of stuff out there. People would be shocked to hear what really goes on. I'm really glad she got out of that situation. Sounds like she's a
landlord. Sounds like she's doing great.
And I feel a lot of really good positive energy around her. I mean, it's like all bright white, like, so that's really good. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller real quick. This is caller 256 with the prefix of 335. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, thanks. I was just listening to that, the least thing. This is Wanda in Alabama. You mentioned Alabama
Wanda.
Earlier.
Oh, great. I'm in trouble.
I forgot what you said about Alabama. You said people in Alabama.
Oh, I said they're wonderful.
You said something
about
inbreeding,
people
but it's okay.
Marrying their brother.
I can't remember the joke. It's fine. What that previous caller, you were talking about her issues. I'm having a similar issue like that now. There's this guy that claims he bought my brother's house. He says lease to own. And my brother passed away. And I told him, I said, well, if it's lease to own, you need to pay for 3 months because you got back 3 months behind. He refused to pay. He said he's going to pay. And I went to go pick up the money, and he came, and then he turned around and he left because he saw people out there as his business. It's a union across the street from my brother's house. And he never would contact me again for about a month and 10 days, and I told him it's already went to probate. And I started looking at the contract, Jeannie, and it looks like this man handwritten this whole thing out to sale. And I think what you picked up on that.
Well,
like it's a forgery.
I'm going to tell you, he did handwrite it out himself, and he handwrote it out after the fact.
That's what I was thinking. Because so many
it's handwritten after the fact. And there is no way there's a signature on there from your brother.
Right.
There's no way. Now, you know what a lot of people do? and I don't know why I'm being shown this right now, but I'm just gonna say this to you. They'll take like an overhead projector,
mm-hmm.
and they'll take some document, anything they may have had with your brother's signature on it. They'll put it down mm-hmm. on the overhead projector with the light on top of the glass, and then they'll put the new contract that he just scratched out like chicken scratch, because I see that's what it looks like,
mm-hmm.
and then he'll trace the signature, but that is evident to any kind of signature verification person. They can see that really clearly. They'll take and look at it with a magnifying glass. They'll be able to tell right away.
Yeah, I'm curious
because there's starts and stops.
If it was a civil matter. And
right.
the thing is, the man's went up there and he's put lots on the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just waiting on it. It took me a while to be honest with you, put the death notice in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
They're run for another Friday, but he died February 3rd. But,
I'm so sorry, hon.
That's okay. Yeah. I had another one die March 5th, so.
Okay.
You know. But anyways, I was just curious as to what you say with the house, and because I do have the, I'm the executor.
Mm-hmm.
And I have cut the grass, but I've not actually taken off the lock out of the house, off the house to go in there. But I want to eventually gain the house back because it was my father's,
mm-hmm.
and put it up for sale too because I paid for his funeral, but also just put it for sale and split with his other sisters. There are no brothers.
Right.
And just get the house because that was the last of my dad's houses. My dad lost all of his houses.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know,
that's
here's
okay.
the thing. I do see that this guy is going to be gone. He's going to be forced out. And I do see he's going to probably do some damage before he goes. I guess you already know that.
He doesn't live in there. He does not live there. This is so odd. This man told me that he felt sorry for my brother, so he started to lease it on that home from my brother while my brother lived there. My brother lived in the house. And my brother was murdered. We don't know how he was. We don't know who committed the homicide. I don't know nothing.
Wow. And it was in the chest?
There's about eight people. I don't know. They said it was a heart attack, but he had
yeah.
a lot of fluids in his ear, and a dog was involved in a fight. And about eight
yeah.
people that surrounded his death, and I don't know who's who.
Well, I can only tell you I feel there was a chest thing. I see somebody who had... almost looks like brass knuckles. I don't know how to explain that. It looks like a chain, like a bicycle chain of some kind
mm-hmm.
of decorative jewelry that he had. He was involved. That's all I can tell you. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So do you see me being able to sell the house?
You will eventually be able to sell the house. I'm going to tell you the house is in not great repair.
No, it's not.
And I sense that you'll get money for the house, and you'll wish you could get more, but I'm going to tell you, sell it sooner rather than later. Don't hold out for the higher price, because you'll
uh-huh.
end up losing more in the long run, because you'll have to pay taxes and yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I'm already out about $13,000 on him already.
You want to move on with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did want to move on. And it's like I said, it's been going on since last February. And I'm ready to
wow.
put the house, to sell it, and to move on with my life.
Right. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. And I really do think that it is time to move on and not worry about it. So that's what I was saying. Don't worry about getting the most. Set it at a price that it'll sell as soon as you get him cleared out of there, and legally you get complete control back of it. And then just get rid of it. Get rid of it as quick as you can, because it's putting so much stress on you. I can just sense it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I will. What about work? Let me tell you about my job that I had. I finally sat down this past year and put my head to work, into my job.
Okay.
And I did great. And so now I'm going to start another job in September, but right now I'm on the down low, no work. Do you see me going out of town to work with the company?
I do, but I don't think it's going to last very long.
No, the job's going to end, should end sometime in June, but I laid
yep.
through one more shift before it ended.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to, yes, but it's not going to last very long.
Okay, well, I'll move on to somebody else can call. Thanks.
All right, thank you so much, Wanda. Thank you for calling in, okay? And sorry
right,
about the
you.
Joke about, you know.
No, you're playing.
Okay,
okay.
All right. You take care,
all
honey.
Right.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, she has a good sense of humor, too, thank goodness.
Yes, she did.
Or I would have been a little bit of trouble. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller at area code 570 with a prefix of 735. Okay, they're not there. Okay, I'm going to take the next one. Area code 253 with a prefix of 517.
Hello, I'm in Seattle.
Hi, Seattle. What's your first name?
Holly.
Holly. Well, welcome to the show, Holly, from Seattle. Now, Seattle, Washington, correct?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. How can we help you this evening?
I don't know if you do, like, medical, but is something wrong with my stomach area?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this question.
You know
that we're not allowed to do that, and we have to always say something beforehand. We're always supposed to say, like...
I made a doctor's appointment.
Okay.
So
I always have to say, you have to go to a medical professional that's licensed in that field to diagnose you. Now,
yes.
We could say, as entertainment value, I could take a look at this and I can tell you what's going on. So let me see what I can sense here. But when is your appointment?
My doctor's appointment is the 3rd of June.
Okay. All righty. And I'm just taking a look here. Do you still have your gallbladder?
No.
That's interesting, because I'm getting it in the area of your gallbladder. Is that about where the discomfort is?
I think it's lower. Well, I don't mind saying on air, I had a total hysterectomy and my gallbladder removed in the same surgery.
Okay, alrighty.
And ever since that surgery, I don't feel right.
How long ago was that surgery?
Like 7 years.
Okay. So you haven't felt good since then. Is it when you eat certain kinds of food or just all the time?
All the time. It was really bad the first maybe 3 years, and it's getting like a little better. But I think like stuff moved around and stuff is squished. And you know how everything shifts because there's parts missing?
Right. Well, okay, but and you know, you're laughing, but actually that's true. One of the things that they tell people who have hysterectomies is, you know, don't go out and start jogging right away. Those parts need to, your intestines will fill in where those parts were removed, actually, is what generally happens. But sometimes you might get a kink in something, and they need to kind of check that out. And, you know, if you're asking me, do I think you're in a serious situation, I don't think you are, but I definitely do recommend you go and do the doctor, not because I see anything serious, but because I have to protect myself from liability. But I will tell you that, you know, when I ask the angels, am I seeing anything serious health-wise, I'm really not. I sense that you have a lot of anxiety, though.
My job's stressful, and then my divorce and, you know, all
right,
the above.
Of course. Yeah, of course. I know you're worried about the big C. Is that correct?
What's the big C?
I'm not going to say the word.
I'm not worried about that.
Okay, good.
You know what I think? I think, like, when I had that surgery, they left something inside there.
Oh, really?
That's what I've been thinking ever since I had the surgery.
That's pretty amazing. You know what? Definitely get it checked out. I'm not seeing that, but that would be such an easy, simple fix. It would be kind of cool because then you would know for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You would definitely know for sure. So I would say definitely get that checked out. And then let us know, because I'm not seeing, like, I'm not sensing there's anything in there, but
could be scar tissue.
Could be scar tissue.
Yeah, I think it's the scar tissue, like, because I don't think I'm ever gonna have a flat stomach again.
Well, join the club. But you could have some adhesions there, which is from.
Well, that
from
can
the
be painful
tissue.
Too.
Could be very painful, and that could
I'm
very
not
well
in pain.
Be it. What's that?
I'm not in any pain.
Good, 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 good. I'm glad to hear that. You're just not feeling right. It just doesn't feel right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I'm not seeing that, but this is, you know, if that's an easy thing to check out with an x-ray, and they'll be able to see, you know, let's face it, they do that all the time. you know. Now, when you had your hysterectomy, was it hands-on or did they use something like the Da Vinci system?
I don't know what that is.
That's kind of like a robotic thing that they're using now.
No. She did it. She cut me open. She took it out.
Okay. So, you know, where that's going on, there's even more room for human error. So I would say, you know, definitely get it checked out. Although I'm not saying there's anything serious going on there. Okay?
All right. You pick up on anything else before we go? Am I allowed to ask?
You're allowed to ask. Of course you are. That all depends on what you're asking. Are you asking if there's somebody from the other side coming across, or is there something else that you want me to... There is somebody from the other side coming across. I'm getting a female. I don't know if that's who you're looking for, but there's a female on the other side that's coming across, and she's telling me the name either Emily or Emma or something like that. But hold that thought for a minute, because I'm also getting a man that's standing beside her that's coming across as well, too. This guy looks like he's in about his 50s. These two are not related, but they know each other, and they're both coming across. And it's kind of weird, because I don't feel like you were in, like, a farming family, yet they come across as farming-looking people. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not yet, but I'm thinking as you're talking.
Okay, they're both looking like they're farmer people, like they came off a farm. She's wearing one of those cotton longer dresses that women used to wear on the farm. There's like an apron in the front of her, almost like somebody would put chicken feed in, and you know, that's the kind of look they have. Doesn't mean they were farmers, but that's what I'm seeing. And he's wearing a cap. That's corduroy and denim combined, which is unusual that I'm having such clarity on a cap, because I usually don't. But that's what I'm seeing. He's not terribly tan, which, again, is unusual because I said he had a farmer look, but yet I'm not seeing a lot of tan on him. But this is the look of this couple. And I'm getting the name again, Emily or Emma or something like that. And is there a George, or do you know somebody named George?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. He's telling me George, but I don't think that's his name. It's almost like he's reaching out for George, for the connection to a George. So I'm going to give you those two names. That's all I'm getting right now, and they're there. If you're looking for somebody who's a little bit younger, young man, kind of standing off to the back in the shadows a little bit, did you have somebody recently who was younger who passed away?
Yes, my brother.
Mm-hmm. He's there, but he's standing off in the shadows. He's almost afraid to step forward. Why would that be? I don't know. He's afraid.
Maybe he's trying to give the older couple a chance to talk. The older couple is my stepchildren's grandparents.
Okay. Were they farmers of any kind, or were they?
Well, they're straight from Mexico, so Mexico does a lot of farming.
Okay. Were they pickers? Because that was the other thing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's them then. Guaranteed that's them, because that's I didn't want to say it because it sounded so. But I was thinking they were either farmers or like what I call pickers,
mm-hmm.
the people who you know, go from, you know, for the different seasons. Okay, that is definitely them. Now, your brother, he's in the background. And
that's okay. He wants them to speak first. I don't mean to sound nuts, but...
No. You understand completely. They're just looking for acknowledgement, to let you know that he's not alone, that he's there, that they're there. They're there with a lot of other people that surround them, but they just kind of came forward first. I don't know why they wanted to do that for validation, but they did.
They need a message to their grandchildren?
The only message is, they're saying it in another, I don't understand the language, I'm assuming it's Spanish, but they're saying love. Love. That's all they're saying is love. And that's all they're saying. Nothing else. I'm not getting anything else from them. But that's it. So I've got to go to your brother now because he is stepping forward. Now, he's got like a, I'm going to say crooked smile. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like he's in mischief, you know, like
he's...
Yeah,
smirk. Yeah,
yes,
him. That's the smile he's got, and he's stepping forward and he actually has a thumb in his back pocket, you know, and he's like, hey sis, how you doing? And you know what he's saying?
Huh.
He's saying, Well, no. Have you talked to him before?
Yes.
You've talked to him before because he's saying, yeah, this isn't the first time. So did somebody else bring him across for you, or did you speak directly to him through spirit?
I've been trying to speak to him through spirit, and I write down everything I think he said that's not my own thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll check for validation, and they say, yeah, I am really talking to him. So it's huge.
Yeah. Okay.
Huge.
Okay. Okay, that's really cool. What happened to his legs? Like that around? Why? Like there's I'm feeling a warming sense in the leg area. What happened there?
I'm not sure, but he crashed his airplane.
Oh, okay. That is exactly why the warming sense there. Was he? Well, I don't want to go into detail.
No,
so we'll
I can't
just leave
do it.
It right there. Let's stop it
yeah.
right there. And so. I'm going to move forward. Hold on a second. I've got to release that energy.
He said?
No. I'm just trying to release that energy because he was trying to use it for validation for you, but
yeah.
he can't. So I want to move beyond that. But that's like a really strong emotion, so it takes me a minute to release it. Okay. He's talking about family picnic, like family. Like a big family get together, like a picnic, or he's showing me this, and I get this a lot with when they cross over. They always like to show me like that family get together where everyone was getting together, you know, and totally dysfunctional. He says, right? Okay.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh, to the extreme,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's what he's saying. Totally dysfunctional.
Yeah.
And but he's showing me this and he says, you know, he misses just the laughter. Do you know what I'm talking about? He says
yeah.
he misses the laughter. But he says, you know, I love you. He says I'm good. I'm golden. I don't know what that means. I'm good and I'm golden. He's doing really well. Can I ask you a silly question? Did he have a little bit of a weight issue?
He was slim.
Because he's saying he can eat as much as he wants there.
Yeah. Oh, no. It wasn't weight. It was, you know, lack of money. I mean, he wasn't poor, but he would just
yeah.
eat pizza and that's it, and then hope that his friends took him out to dinner.
Gotcha. Okay.
He wasn't,
okay.
like, dirt poor. He had his own plane, and you know, but he just...
He was frugal and budget-wise, I understand.
There we go, and he
yeah.
didn't want to spend money on food.
Yeah, no, he told me he was cheap. He said I was cheap.
Yes.
And I was
yes.
cheap. Yeah, so it had nothing to do with that. And yeah, he says he can eat as much as he wants there. So
yeah.
that's kind of important for him to share that, because that's like, for him, the coolest thing in the world, as you know, is like the meal is always on someone else. So
yeah.
in heaven... He never has to pay for a meal. He's thrilled. He is so happy.
Yeah, he must
okay.
be. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, everybody's idea of heaven is different. We know what his is.
Mm-hmm.
but he's just saying, you know, he says love ya. Literally love ya like that. He says love
yeah.
ya. And he wants you to know that. And he says, don't worry, I'm fine. He says, you're fine. He's telling you you're fine. And he's saying, don't worry, you're not coming here anytime soon. do you think about that?
No, like, you know, this is going to sound a little weird. I don't have suicide thoughts, but sometimes I think, wow, home would be so nice, you know.
Right, no, I know what you mean. And that,
yeah.
And he shook his head, like, not suicidal, ever. That you want,
no.
but that you, huh. you know, you wonder if it's your time or whatever. But he's saying you're not coming there anytime soon. Daisies. Who likes daisies?
I don't know. I do, but I'm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's showing me daisies. He would know you like daisies because he's showing me daisies. Now, you know, if there was another flower he was showing me, it would have another significance, but he's showing me daisies, so that's the most important thing here is the daisies, okay?
Aww.
He's showing
yeah.
me the daisies, like he's like giving them to you, like these are for you.
Aww.
He's a sweetheart, and he's a cutie patootie too, by the way. I'm just saying.
He's very handsome.
Yeah, I can see.
He was a model. He's gorgeous.
Was he? Yeah, because like I'm looking at him, thinking, you know, of all the guys that I've talked to on the other side, this one's really. I mean, it's not. I don't want to be disrespectful, but if he was
no,
here, he'd be totally hot. And I'd have
he
to
was totally
Jessica
hot. He had so
him.
Many girlfriends.
Yeah. And
he
you know
was.
What? And I'm going to tell you something. He didn't really disrespect them. He was always pretty honest. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He would tell them, it's all about me. If you don't like it, then don't date me.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from him. It's like he didn't lie to them. He might have been, you know, a little bit self-centered, but he never lied to them. And that's kind of important. So he's nodding now, and he's going to slowly back away. He's got a beautiful smile. What a smile
he's
that man
just
has.
Gorgeous. Kind of like John Stamos, but a little different.
Yeah, really. I mean, just gorgeous teeth, too. Yeah, just really nice. So, and he's saying no pain. So he wants you to know he wasn't in pain when he died.
That's
really
the hardest
important
thing
for you to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. I hope this
thank
has been
you.
Helpful.
Thank you. That was huge. Yes.
Oh,
thank you
so
much.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you called in tonight, Holly. And
thank you.
Remember, if they tape any more shows with vampires up there, we want to come look. Because
I took my stepdaughter to where they film, and we took pictures next to the truck and everything. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Was it fun?
It was just beautiful, like breathtakingly beautiful.
I can only imagine. Yeah, I've been there, but only in the dead of winter.
Oh, like we were looking at a postcard when we were driving through by the water. It was so beautiful.
Wow. There's so many wonderful places here in the United States to visit. People need to take advantage of that and get around the country because, you know what, you're only here one time. You might as well enjoy it, right?
Yeah, just gorgeous.
That's it. Great, fantastic. Listen, hon, thanks so much for calling in tonight, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a nice evening.
Thanks, you too, Holly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and I think we're going to end it here tonight because we're doing a little bit shortened version only because I had such an emotional day with everything that was going on. But I'm gonna call it now and I'm gonna thank everybody for calling in. The folks I couldn't get to, I'm really sorry. Please call in next Wednesday night. I promise you, we did kind of what I call rapid readings tonight. We did a lot of readings. We got to a lot of people. We'll be doing the exact same thing next Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the Christian Psychic Cafe. I want to wish everybody a really, really great week. Please drive safe. And remember, we only do the show because you take the time to listen to us prattle on, and we really do appreciate it. And we hope you keep coming back. Okay, everybody, take care and God bless.
For a while now, you got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. Starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, safer place.